Kent McGee looked at the photo of the bus in the old high school yearbook.
So you think your great-aunt's disappearance might be tied to something that happened on Swope's Ridge? Imagine. When you consider everything else that's supposedly tied to this place, this property could be the capital of crime, USA.
Lies shrugged. Mabel Dean did claim it was cursed, and even though I don't believe in that sort of thing, I can now see why she does. As for Aunt Josephine being tied to this place, well, it's a long shot that I wouldn't even consider if not for the fact the annual's the only book in this house printed in the United States. I find that weird. Everything else came from Germany. He thought it strange that a man who had had no friends, welcomed no guests, and lived as a hermit for 5 decades would have latched onto and kept a high school annual. That had to mean something. It was time to be logical and work clues like a puzzle, fit pieces into place. "Let me rephrase that," Lige said. "If you're asking, did what happened to JoJo have anything to do with Caitlin's death?" I'd say not likely. But the pages in the yearbook where the bus appears shows signs of having been looked at more than the others. And Schlater bought a bus to live in while he built this house. That one out in the brush could be the same one. Consider this. We've been through this house with a fine-toothed comb and have nothing to show for it besides the annual. Others have gone through this place too, but it's obvious nobody has looked inside the bus. Not us, not the ABI, and not the man who killed Caitlin. She was murdered right after she bought Swope's Ridge from Mabel. There has to be a connection. If you can think of a better place to search than that bus...
McGee grinned, turned, and strolled out the door of the old brick home. When Lige joined him, the criminal defense attorney was staring intently at the tangle of vines and underbrush, all but hiding the transportation relic from a very different age.
"It's going to be a challenge just to hack our way in," Lige noted. "Couldn't we just pay someone to do it?" McGee suggested. "I'm into sports, not yard work."
Lige slapped his friend on the back.